Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being created and aired for October 22nd, 2022. We're going to talk about something very, very important, and I hope that I am able to convey the gravitas of all of this, the meaning of it, as it pertains to each and every one of us. And it's about belief. Now, everybody is told, you know, to believe. Even Jesus said, you know, that a person should believe. And I understand what he meant, but I also understand what Buddha meant when he said, do not believe in anything simply because you have heard it. Do not believe in anything simply because it is spoken and rumored by many. Do not believe anything simply because it is found written in your religious books. I understand what he meant. I understand what Jesus meant when he said, only believe. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains, Jesus said. But faith and belief are two different things. I cannot get into this enough because really belief has to do with opinion. And the more opinionated a person is, and the more they like to be opinionated, the more they're going to believe. Belief has to do with religious doctrines and ideals, and it is for the pedestrian mentality. I'm just going to say it right out. And I believe this is what everybody wants. They think if they believe, then they're going to get their wishes made and manifested in this world. Believe, believe, believe. But it is not true. You can believe in anything. And belief just is a matter, in my case, of a Greg Penn opinion based on the assumptions that he can think that are predicated on his genetic dispositions and his brains and his chemicals and all of that. There is so much craziness about the idea of what to believe in. You can get people to do just about anything if you can get them to believe in it. And it's a matter of selling them. That's what ministers and preachers are for, to sell you on books, to sell you on belief, and to sell you on the idea that you can have whatever you want. There's the Tony Robbins approach, you know, where you have to believe and make it happen. There's all sorts of things that we go through in the course of our life that we believe in. And we have our personal beliefs. You know, I don't believe I can do that. I don't believe in this. I've had many a cynic in my group, and they don't last long, these cynics, because I don't give them anything to believe in. I really don't. And when a person doesn't have a lot of, shall we say, controversy or clashing or any kind of a fight, then there's nothing to believe in. And I don't give them any of that. I really don't. And I agree both with Jesus and the Buddha. If you come to a place where you have found faith, faith is the way you live. Faith is more than a state of mind. Faith is the existence of love within me and within you, and I have to discover that. If I have discovered that, I will not need belief. But for those who need belief, it is because they need to be convinced. So I get all of these little emails from time to time. I do, and I'm grateful for them. If you ever want to email me, it's greg@aspire.org. Here's a question from Carrie in Minnesota. Carrie says, I don't believe anything or in anything. Is that a bad thing? Enjoy your podcast. Thank you, Carrie. Well, first of all, bad. What does that mean? Bad in proportion to what? Good? Is that a good and bad a belief? Is that what we're talking about here? You believe in good, you believe in bad. You believe what is good is what you believe in, and you believe what is bad is what maybe other people believe in. This is craziness. This is politics, and this is why they're so popular, because people love to express their opinions at all times. And their opinions, you know, everybody has an opinion. Everybody has two things in life. One's an opinion and one's a rear end, and usually they're connected. So I don't get involved in, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? It just, that's not what it's about for a person in an authentic spiritual practice. They're not looking for what constitutes good thoughts over bad thoughts, good things over bad things, Carrie. You say, I don't believe in anything. Well, that's fine. Don't even believe in your opinions. Don't believe that you don't believe. Go all the way. Can you do that? Can you believe in the fact that you don't believe? And don't believe that you believe in anything, because when you say, I don't believe in anything, you make a belief. So can you extinguish that fire in you? Can you go beyond your pedestrian mentality? Huh? Can you? Can you let go of those things that you think you like to believe in and those things that you don't want to believe in? What is it with you? You got to look at it from the point of view of what's really happening within yourself. Personally, in my experience, only don't know is the big one for me. I don't want to think that I know anything. And I'm sharing with you all of this. And is it Greg's belief? Does he know what he's talking about? Is he doing the same thing he's telling us not to do? You've got to look at it from all sorts of points of view. And if you do, you'll be exhausted and come to absolutely no insight. The effort of anything that we do in our life is to have an insight, something beyond my parochial mind, my myopic thinking, and go into something that is a form of consciousness. And that means I'm going to have to live in the rigors of letting go of what I believe in, what I think, what I want, what makes sense to me, all of that stuff. And that's what people like to do. They like to listen to me or watch me on TV and say, well, that doesn't make sense, or that makes sense, or they'll use the word that resonates. They don't have any resonation, not at all. They don't resonate to anything other than their bodies. So it isn't a matter of that either. It's a matter of consciousness. Do you wish to enter into consciousness? Do you want to awaken in the clarity of a mind that is no longer struggling with right and wrong, good and bad? Belief has to do with right and wrong and good and bad. What is true and what isn't true doesn't really matter to the human mind. It's only what the human mind can grasp. It is only what it can think. Now, if you are a true student of the way, if you are a true meditator, you understand this falderall of thinking, of believing, is falderall. It doesn't mean anything. And that's why Buddha said, don't believe in anything, simply because you've heard it. And heard it from many people, or heard it from people you admire. Don't go into that. Don't believe in anything simply because you've heard it. Don't believe in anything simply because it's spoken and is rumored by many. You know, that it doesn't take much to get people to believe in almost anything. That, you know, a pig can fly. You can get people to believe in almost anything simply because we don't know how to use our minds. We have been trained and told to use our mind literally. And if we think literally, if we train our minds to think literally, then we will miss. Literal-mindedness is one of the causes of great misunderstanding in this world. And if you try to live your life according to the literal meaning of everything that you think, say, and do, if you're involved in that, then you will not understand anything and you will be left to believing. What you can experience directly from your meditations is enough. And you won't need to believe in it. You will know. But if you haven't had any direct experience with the infinite, with the immortality of love that lives within you, then you will merely need to believe in it because you haven't experienced it. You may want to experience it, but are not in the posture or the position to really have that experience by breaking the chain that keeps you tethered to your human body and this earthly experience. So you have to look at it from the point of view of really being a cynic, being a skeptic, that's a belief. Being a person of faith and belief, that's another belief. What would it be like to not need any of that and have the direct experience of what's going on directly without the mind being involved, being the interpreter of something that is greater than anything you could ever think? Do you ever wonder, is there an insight? Is there an experience that is beyond the comprehension of my mind? And what is it that would keep me from that comprehension? It would be my beliefs. It would be what I can believe in, what I can think. And if I am doing that, I'm not meditating. I'm not working upon myself at all. I am just adopting other people's philosophies without the insight of the truth of whatever is those insights. You don't have your own direct experience. You want to take it from someone else, someone you like, someone you think you believe in, some authority figure. You don't want to find it out for yourself. Direct experience is the only belief there is. It is the true faith of a person when they have the direct experience. But how many of us are going to pursue that? Well, in my 50 years of being a teacher, I can tell you, none. I like what Jesus said in the Gnostics. You know, I came before them, I came among them, and I found none of them athirst. And that is what I have found as well. My direct experience with humanity is, it doesn't want anything to do with itself. It likes to have conflict, and it likes to fight, and it likes to get ugly, but it doesn't really have any real reason to exist other than conflict. So you have to ask yourself, Carrie, what is it that I could believe in? You can't believe in anything that isn't a direct experience from your heart, meditation from silence. Now, if you want to have an opinion and call it a belief, well, that is something else. And that is what most of the people I know do. They have an opinion. It registers in their ego. It makes sense to their myopic mind and their chemicals in their brain that come and form into conclusions and logic and reasoning that is simply nothing. And they miss the whole experience of what it is to have consciousness, to meditate. And when you meditate, you don't need anything to believe in. You find what it is that is the truth that will and does set us free from our thoughts and our need to believe in some philosophy, some religion, some ideal that simply does not exist. It is only in my mind that any of that exists. I hope you can appreciate that, Carrie. It's a very important point. I'm out of here. That happened fast for me. I hope this helped you, Carrie. I do. And if I can serve you more, just give me a call. Please forgive me. Namaste. Thank you, my audience, for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste.